"Indeed, Doctor," said Holmes blandly. "Pray, take a seat."
"I will do nothing of the kind. My stepdaughter has been here. I have traced her. What has she been saying to you?"
"It is a little cold for the time of year," said Holmes.
"What has she been saying to you?"
screamed the old man furiously. "But I have heard that the crocuses promise well," continued my companion imperturbably.
"Ha! You put me off to you,"
said our new visitor, taking a step forward and shaking his hunting crop.
"I know you, you scoundrel. I have heard of you before. You are Holmes, the meddler."
My friend smiled.
"Holmes, the busybody."
His smile broadened.
"Holmes, the Scotland Yard jack in office."
Holmes chuckled heartily. "Your conversation is most entertaining," said he. "When you go out, close the door, for there is a decided draught."
"I will go when I have said my say. Don't you dare to meddle with my affairs. I know that Miss Stoner has been here. I traced her. I am a dangerous man to fall foul of. See here."
He stepped swiftly forward, seized the poker, and bent it into a curve with his huge brown hands.
"See that you keep yourself out of my grip,"
he snarled. And hurling the twisted poker into the fireplace, he strode out of the room.